Today is April 28th, and April is National Poetry Month. In celebration, the University of Arkansas Press, home of the Miller Williams Poetry Prize, is sponsoring the Poetry Minute here on KUAF. Today, we hear from Jo McDougall, reading Showing Late Symptoms, She First Tries to Fix Herself in the Minds of Her Children, by Miller Williams.
Showing Late Symptoms, She First Tries to Fix Herself in the Minds of Her Children, by Miller Williams. I try to take them where they want to go, but not to let them have their way too much. I tell them I love them. I tell them too often, though, and they don't hear me. If there is a chance that one of them might remember, it won't be the baby. His brother's 6 1/2. The little one won't be 5 for 7 months. But then I've thought, if I could plant something that might come to blossom far in the future, if I could find an odor, something rare, if I could afford it, then maybe in 20 years one of my sons would say to some young woman in some distant city, "Oh, nothing, it's nothing. Something made me think about my mother." Wouldn't that beat all? Me suddenly there, a kind of ghost just floating in the room. They're still so young, though. Their hands are so small. They'll cry me slowly away at bedtime. But that would be something. The woman pretty and all. I chose this poem because it's in the voice of a young mother, a most likely dying of cancer, and I lost my daughter to cancer. So it speaks to me. She was a mother, too.
Showing Late Symptoms, She First Tries to Fix Herself in the Minds of Her Children is a poem by Miller Williams. Jo McDougall is the author of 4 books from the University of Arkansas Press, including the upcoming In the Home of the Famous Dead. She'll be the featured author tonight at the monthly gathering of the Ozark Poets and Writers Collective at Nightbird Books, where she will unveil this new book. Join us each day this month, there's only a few left, to hear the Poetry Minute. It's sponsored by the U of A Press, home of the Miller Williams Poetry Prize. You can look for archived minutes at KUAF.com. Remember to join us for tomorrow's Poetry Minute. Our featured reader will be Scotty Thurman. And this month's Poetry Minute will end Thursday with a reading from Jean Elderwind.